Yes, I would certainly say that Dr. Philip Mpango is one of the few people who are much experienced in economic and development here in Tanzania, and he has done a lot, a tremendous job around that particular area, as he served as a Minister of Finance and Planning for a number of years.
What does his appointment suggest in terms of where the new president is going to be carrying Tanzania?
We believe that because of his exposure, experience in economic issues, we believe that the combination with our current president, Her Excellency Madam Samia, will bring a quite progressive development in our country when it comes to economic development, of course, in terms of how do we handle our financial matters as a country, and all the related issues that stands as a foundation of development of this country.
Civil society, the press, the media under the late President Magufuli suffer tremendously. In fact, it was said by Amnesty International that President Magufuli weaponized the laws against the press. As a member of the civil society, what would you like for the new president, Samia Suluhu Hassan, to do that would incorporate or bring the civil society on board in Tanzania?
As a civil society, we've issued our joint statement, of course, congratulating our new president and also at the same time sending our condolences message to her, given the untimely death of our late President Joseph Magufuli. We are mourning at the country, but at the same time, we are quite happy that we have Her Excellency Madam Samia. As a civil society, we are proud to have her, given her background. She has been a civil society servant for quite a number of years before she joined politics. She's one of the founding members of the Zanzibar NGO Association. She also served several times with other NGOs. This gives us a lot of hopes, and we are quite optimistic that this is the time now the civil society sector is going to be valued, and our development, our meaningful developmental contribution to this nation is going to be taken into consideration. Of course, for a number of years, and especially for the last few years, this sector has suffered a lot in terms of our independence, of course, in terms of our operations, to the extent some of us suffered a lot of challenges, including some of our accounts being frozen. So these are the times we believe now we can work together with our new president. We are going to create a space whereby our role to economic development of this country, our role to rule of law, accountability, respect for human rights, gender equality, and many other things that are related to are going to be well adhered, given the background of the two senior leaders, of the president and the president in this country for now.